Earlier this week on Monday, NCBA did put forward a new way for producers and consumers of our tasty beef products to engage in a process that was known as the dietary guidelines. So what we're asking producers and consumers and really anyone eating our beef products to do is take a picture of that beef entree, whether it might be a steak salad, your hamburger, your flat iron, or whatever you might be cooking for dinner, lunch, or even breakfast, and then find a way to post those to your social media property. So for those of you out there on social media, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, snap those photos. We all like taking pictures of our food. And then post those. And the hashtag that we'd like for you to use is hashtag beefs on my plate. So no apostrophe, but hashtag beefs on my plate. And if you would like to also go to our blog, you can go to beefusa.org and visit our blog or our Twitter account, and then also interact on social media on that front as well. And all these photos are actually going into USDA and the Department of Health and Human Services. So that's really a great way for us to showcase how beef does fit on our plate. And beef is an important component of a lot of diets, a lot of people focusing on protein and trying to make sure they have key nutrients as part of a well-balanced diet. And beef fits really great on that. And there's a lot of conversations right now on social media, a lot of conversations here in Washington, D.C. about dietary guidelines and some of the confusion over the Dietary Guidelines Committee's report and kind of what that means. So I think having the general public engage in this online media campaign and make sure that they're sending some positive pictures about how they're incorporating beef into their variety of diets and variety of lifestyles is a positive message for everyone to hear.
But if you're not comfortable taking part in this social media platform, Christina says there are other ways to get involved.
Anyone can also submit comments to the Department of Agriculture as well as the Health and Human Services Agency. And those two departments are holding the comment period open until May the 8th. So anyone that would like to engage in the process and maybe you're not so comfortable on social media and you want to go onto NCBA's website, which is beefusa.org, and get those comments submitted into the agencies, that would also be extremely helpful. And I think it's important to realize that anyone can go to NCBA's website and submit those comments. We'd love for you to be a member of our organization, but maybe if you have a neighbor who's not in the cattle industry or the cattle business and they would like to submit those comments, or someone at church, we'd be more than happy to allow them to use our website to submit those comments. On our website, we have some pre-generated comments. Feel free to delete those and make them your own, or you can modify what's pre-written on NCBA's website and get those comments submitted. So everyone needs to be engaged in the process. This is your process. It's your opportunity to engage moving forward, and we hope that you will join us and engage and send those comments in by May the 8th.
So to get involved in the dietary guidelines discussion, you can post your photos online using hashtag beefsonmyplate, or simply go to their website, beefusa.org.